Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on music icons, pop culture, and food gods, we're bringing you the hottest guests from around the globe with your music business authority, LA personal development commentator, Mike Gormley. The Jeremiah Show is sound designed by master sound engineer, Dr. D. He's a restaurant and bar fixer. He's opened and fixed over 200 restaurants, bars, and hotels. He's a partner with legendary drummer Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui. And he's your radio host. Step aside, Superman, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah.
Welcome to the Jeremiah Show. Today's show is all about old friends, Dr. D.
We've got
an old friend visiting us today on the show.
I love it.
With some really, he brings gifts too. He always does. He brings
cool.
New music.
Did he bring food?
He brought music.
Okay, I'll take that
Richard's
anyway.
Hungry.
I'll take the
You're always hungry.
Music is food for the soul.
Food for the soul.
Okay.
Exactly. And it's definitely T.J. Doyle is our special guest today. And his music is music for the soul. You know, you've seen the book Chicken Soup for the Soul.
That's right.
T.J. Doyle's music for the soul is here. But before we get to T.J., let's talk about, I took a road trip. I just wanted to give a thank you to my mother, who I mention on the show a lot.
Freddie,
like
thank
lot.
You yeah. for, I don't know what.
I am a mama's boy, so go ahead and say it. Franny Higgins and my sister, Jennifer Higgins, both pinned me down. Okay, so if you know me, you probably know me in a different way, Dr. D. You probably don't know this about me, but because I usually show up for the shows, but I hide out on my birthdays.
Okay.
When it's my birthday, you can't find me.
You're just not a...
I'm just not a birthday guy.
Birthday kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't want... Turn off the phone, I do. I mean, so no offense.
Look, I came into this world. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I just kind of... I hide away. Okay. Anyway, so knowing this about me, year after year, everybody in my family's frustrated with me. Now, why don't you let us celebrate your birthday? So this year, my sister and my mom, they bought tickets to the Dave Matthews Band down in Irvine, California.
Oh, wow.
And they surprised me and whisked me away, and I didn't, and then said, hey, this is your birthday present. We got you. We got, it was a month early, but I kind of like my birthday in September.
Not bad.
Instead of October. It was fun.
Yeah.
But then I let them know that, no, it's okay, actually. This year, I was actually going to let you celebrate me. So what are we doing for my real birthday? anyways, I just want to thank my mom and Jennifer, my sister, for the Dave Matthews concert tickets. It was a great show. What's interesting, if anybody saw that at Irvine, is on 9/11, September 11th, I went after everything happened, 9/11, I got on a plane. I already had tickets to Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds up in Seattle with some friends. Mm. And so we got on a plane 2 days after all of that. And as you can imagine, everybody's freaked out. There were actually armed, guys on the army on the planes with guns, and flew into Seattle. Everybody was nervous. It was just an awkward, strange time. And we saw Dave Matthews play to about 200 people in a little theater with Tim Reynolds. And he wrote a song. We talked about 9/11, and he wrote a song called "Where Are You Going?" And he premiered it. He said, "I've never played this for anybody, this audience." So back down to the concert last weekend, or a couple weekends ago, the whole set was from the album during the time of 9/11, and it was the week. The concert this year was on September 11th in Irvine,
which was a Saturday. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So he played all of the songs from that album that was released. I'm forgetting the album name right now. During that time. but never mentioned it. Never mentioned 9/11. Never mentioned anything. Played Where Are You Going? Or, and I just thought it just took me back. I said, I got what he's doing. He's playing a set list, obviously, from that time.
Yeah.
As a tribute, because there was only, I think, one new song on there. So anyway, there's a little trivia there for you, a little
cool
facts. But hey, I wanted to mention before we get to our special guest, TJ Doyle, who is waiting so patiently for us here. Number one track all this week was Hannah Gold. She's an R&B pop fusion artist. She's airing on radio this week, but she's also number one on our podcast. So that's a great interview if you want to check that out. Some great new music from Hannah Gold. I want to also mention before we start the show, our top listeners, our top countries, and our top cities, because at the end of the show, I always run out of time, and I do want to thank all of our listeners. So top listeners this week, number one, Aang. Thank you for listening, Aang. I haven't seen your name up there before. We've got Yenny, Katri, Ray Gig. I want to know what that's all about. Ray Gig, Emma Gold, Matt Seaman, and Loose Screw. Okay, Loose is spelled L-U-C-E, and then underscore Screw. I like that name, Loose Screw. Thanks for listening, guys. Top countries this week, USA. Dr. D, your Ireland is there. Number two, they're fighting their way back to the top.
All right. You go, Ireland.
Go. Dublin, though, is the number one city, so they did make it on the number one list. Ireland, Indonesia, the Russian Federation, Germany, and Spain. Those are, I think, top five, if I'm counting right, top six. Top cities, real quick, Dublin. Good old Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Our hometown here, Santa Barbara, where we broadcast out of. Mm-hmm. Greenville, Ohio. I haven't seen their name on there. Hey, whoever's listening, Greenville, Ohio, welcome. Medan, Indonesia. Listen to this town. I've never heard this town. Fishkill, New York. Fishkill.
I'm not sure I want to know why it's called Fishkill. I really am not sure.
I've never even heard of that town. Have you heard of that town, TJ?
They have a penchant for loving seafood.
Yeah, Fishkill. It must be a great town to go catch some fish.
Oh, my God.
And Atlanta, Georgia. All right, so upcoming, we've got Jeff Skunk Baxter. He's going to be with us for Veterans Day. You know, if you know Jeff Skunk Baxter, Doobie Brothers, Hall of Famer. Jeff's coming back to the show, and he's going to talk about you know, the veterans and a lot of, it's going to be a great conversation. So we can't wait to all his work with our veterans. He'll be here Veterans Day. I just want to mention The Voice is back. And this season, Dr. D, we're on Team Kelly.
Uh-huh.
We've been on every Legend, Stefani, and Blake. But this year, we're finally on Team Kelly. So we've got some musicians coming up next week from that have made it through the rounds.
Very cool.
All right, so
it's time.
No, almost.
Oh,
Moss Jacobs, Golden Voice, our good friend at Golden Voice, Senior Vice President at Golden Voice, and the Santa Barbara Bowl. He has a few tickets left for My Morning Jacket tonight.
Okay.
The Santa Barbara Bowl. I'm going to mention, I love their version of Rocket Man. They do a beautiful version of that. Look that up. We played it a few times here on the show. So Golden Voice presents My Morning Jacket with very special guest, Duran Jones and the Indications. Today, that's Thursday, September 23rd. If you're hearing this on the radio, it's too late. You missed a great show, I'm sure. Start time was 6 o'clock. All COVID-19 tests must be taken within 48 hours of the concert. And you can get your tickets at the Santa Barbara Bowl box office, sbbowl.com or axs.com, axs.com. Let's get to our special guest, Dr. D. Are you ready to welcome back our good friend?
I am ready for the third time at the trifecta.
You were ready before we started the show to say hello to TJ. All right, let me tell you a little bit about him in case you don't know. Now you do know, as our good friend Lewis Jones always says. And who said that, Snoop?
Maybe. He probably did.
If you don't know, now you know.
If you don't know, you know now.
You got a cough, man. Just let that out.
Okay, I'm
back. All right. T.J. Doyle has released two full albums.
Wow.
One True Thing in 2009 and On the Horizon in 2015. He's also released six singles and has extensive airplay in Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and good old United States of America. It's TJ's unique view of music, nature, and the human experience that has established his own personal music style. Mm-hmm. Did you want to say something, Doctor?
I just wanted to ask the question, how many songs constitutes an album these days?
Well, the first two albums were each 10 songs.
Okay.
Like an EP is five, right? Typically in an album is 10?
Five or six, I think usually.
Okay. Just curious.
I have five in this one.
Yeah, so we're here to talk about the new album. So this is album number three, right, TJ?
Yeah.
Well, EP three.
Okay.
Unlike Harry Chapin, whose songs would run 5, 6, 7 minutes long, which means he would have to record some very short little songs in order to make it 10 on an album. But anyway, I digress. Back to T.J. Doyle.
T.J., did you have something to say about that? I'm still introducing you, by the way, so No, you don't have anything to say about that, but you will have a lot to say in just a moment. I'm almost finished. In 2009, TJ released his debut album, One True Thing, recording with Grammy Award-winning mixer Tom Weir's studio, City Sound. Rock Dedrick on drums, David Sutton on bass, Tim Pierce soloing on multiple songs, and Phil Parlapiano. I hope I pronounced that right.
Parlapiano.
Yeah. Fittingly, he plays the piano. He lays down the piano on this album. And
according, he was born to play the piano.
Of course, yeah. Wow. You know, with a name like that, why would you? It's spelled out for you right there.
Exactly.
I wanted to mention the Dave Matthews thing too, because I know you've played with one of the band members from Dave Matthews, TJ, in the past on one of your songs.
I have.
I believe you have. That's what your bio says. I'll have to look up the name. I forget who it was.
Dave Matthews.
I don't know if you play. What's that?
What's the guy's name?
Let me look at your. Let me real quickly. I'm going to find out for you because now I'm going to be curious.
A lot of the guys I play with have played with a lot of different folks, but I just don't know which one you're talking about.
I'm going to tell you right now, hold on, listeners, you know, check yourself in the mirror there. Check your rear view mirror. I'm going to tell you in 1 second. make sure you turn that blinker on or off.
That's right.
You know, if you're on the freeway, not go. All right. I'm about there. I can feel it. I don't know. I'm going to oh, here it is. So it's you've played with so many great people. Tim Pierce, guitar,
Tim Pierce.
Crowded House, Tim and Dave Matthews.
He was the sound behind so many different artists. And I was fortunate enough to have him grace my first two albums.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I read all the people that you've played with or that have been a part of your music and vice versa, I think we would take it all the way to the first commercial break here, because you really have played with so many greats. Says so much about you. Let me keep going here, and then we'll get to the interview. So in September of 2016, you released a first single called Unconditional from at that time your upcoming third album. The result was an amazing success on the world stage in the ears of the listeners and the fans. In 2018, it was the number one position on the Radio Indie Top 40 charts. And then you released two more after that on the second album, Everything and Living in Our Dream. Sitting at or near the top of the charts is where you will most likely find TJ Doyle. Comfortable up there. If you don't find him there, though, you will find him on the top of a mountain. or by a stream, or in the forest, playing his guitar for the little forest creatures. In 2017, TJ was in the top five of the Indie Top 40 from Late Summer with his song Anonymous. And what, that's his bio, excuse me. What I want you to know. I'm sorry, I swallowed.
What I want to know is if you ever go sing to the forest creatures, do they ever scream out, play Freeburg?
they actually don't.
Play the hits.
Play the hits.
They're just happy you're playing something for them.
Play That's just right. the hits, man. Thank you for turning off my mic as I choked there, Dr. D. This is what I want you to know about TJ Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bio. That's those are the records. Those are the stats he's earned. He's earned so much on the music world, on the charts. But here's what I know of TJ Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the show three times. Mm-hmm. This is third time. Mm-hmm. I've talked to him many times in between in the years. First show was back in 2016. I believe he was on show 116
yes.
and show 181.
Correct.
From memory. And here he is on our 410th show. He's kind, soft-spoken, true. He's as genuine as you will find in this world. He's thoughtful, and he's a thinking person's musician. So today we catch up with our old friend TJ Doyle, very close to his release of his third EP, A Different View. Hi, TJ.
Hello. Nice to be able to hear you so well right now, too. So it's a great thing.
Excellent. Yeah.
It's great to hear each other, and we get to see each other this time around. I don't think there was a Zoom
fun.
In the back
we
way back
really
when.
Fun.
That's right. We were just on the phone.
Yeah, we were just phone calls or a radio station. TJ, how exciting. You're about to release this new body of work. Tell us a little
I'm
bit about that.
I'm pretty excited about it, to be frank. You know, who creates a song called World of Illusion and calls it his first single off of a EP,
which we are going to play, listener, in its entirety at the end of the show, so stay tuned.
Yep.
Please continue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I could have called that Take a Step or Take a Step Back, but I called it World of Illusion. So it's either going to touch people where I hope it touches them, or it's going to not do as well as we had hoped. But.
Well, do you want to talk about that now, about the World of Illusion and what that means to you, what your perspective is right now?
Well, we could, yeah. World of Illusion is a song that really says that there's so much going on in the world right now, and particularly with the internet. People who feel very safe communicating very negatively toward each other online because they feel comfortable. No one can reach to the screen and hit them.
And do you feel like people are using their frustration, their insecurities, their anger with the world or their lives?
Yeah.
And taking that out on others, is that what you think where it comes from mainly?
I think so a little bit, but it, you know, the online world is illusory. A lot of the world that we experience through our heads, because there's a difference between what we experience through our heads and through our hearts. Our heads is where all ideology is. And in our hearts, there is no ideology. You know, that's why we have mothers that love us, and that's all we can think of when we think of our mothers, right?
Right.
Because that's all they know when they're loving. And there is no ideology there. I've been on a spiritual path my whole life, so I've pondered a lot of this. But anyway, World of Illusion, it's kind of a fun song in a way. I mean, the second verse says, if you want to pass up, press on the gas but want to ease on the pedal, or you get your tongue stuck to frozen metal, take a step back.
Not too, don't pull away too hard if it's that one.
Yeah.
I've done that before. It pulls your skin off.
Ouch.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the idea.
So it's a serious song.
It's a serious song in that, you know, it's summed up in the, we don't have to give in to all the distractions. Open your heart and leave this world of illusion. So there's a solution.
How do you do that, TJ? How does a TJ Doyle do that? How do you leave the world of illusion?
Well, you basically center yourself in your heart and in the moment. If you can live in the moment long enough, it expands to where it becomes a thing. And if you keep exploring that, it takes you out of your head and into your heart.
It's interesting that you bring that up and that you say that's, you know, there's an answer there. And go there, live in the moment, be present. We had a guest, a writer on not too long ago, and Billy Mandarino. And he talked about, it's all about living in the now, in the present. And he mentioned a little bit, you know, almost what you just said. And why do you think that is? Why living in the, it opens your heart. You see around you, you see things clearly, you gain perspective.
Well, if you stay in the moment, everything becomes real. Whereas everything in your head is kind of a world of illusion. I mean, that's where all the ideologies are. That's why we've had all the wars.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a right and a left and an up and a down and a hot and a cold. All the polarities are in our lives because of what's in our heads, not what's in our hearts.
Well, it seems like everybody's so self-righteous in a way now. They give their opinions very freely. Everybody knows what you should be doing, more than you should know what you should be doing, right? And there's, I always think, try not, and this is something I try to practice, try not to give advice or your opinion in a room with more than one, with anyone, really, unless they really ask for it and you know, you think you can help. But because you just never know who you may offend these days, and it's most likely the person that you're talking to is going to find something in there that sounds like a personal attack, it seems like. So basically, you're kind of saying that not thinking so much is the right way to think.
You know, one of the songs that I released in 2019, I think it was Heart's Eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's the last time you were on, I believe.
Yeah, I think that was the last time I was
beautiful
on
song.
That was a song that I told you my dog helped me write.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You both went out searching for mushrooms.
I played a certain chord, and he said, "You do that," and I did, and that's where the song ended up. Mm. But he was really a great dog.
Well, I like the way you say it, "World of Illusion." I like the way the Hindus say it, "Maya," but my favorite way of saying it is Lewis Black. It's a world of illusion.
Yes.
Black.
You know,
I wonder if he's going to make it to the show.
The Hindu thing, calling it Maya, that is also representative of what's going on in the head.
TJ, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, finish your thought. I apologize. I thought you were pausing for effect.
Well, a lot of the seers that came up, you know, if we're talking like Buddha or Krishna or Allah or Jesus, all those guys on their own
were able to dive into their selves and come up with the same ideas. And that's really what this is about. It's the same idea that what's in our heads is sort of an illusion because it's all generated by the mind and an I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And an I thought doesn't really have anything positive in line for us, so to speak. It makes us think we have to fight with someone. It makes us think we have to disagree or make somebody else believe what we want to say. All that's in the head.
Yeah. And yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, just remember that the I Thought is not brought to you by Apple.
I have a sneaky suspicion they started the fire, though. Hey, we've got our good friend, talented singer, musician, songwriter, producer, and humanist. He shares that title with you, Dr. D. TJ Doyle is on the show today. We are TJ. Gave us a special sneak peek of his new EP that he is releasing soon. It's called A Different View. World of Illusion is the new single. And stay tuned to the end of the show. We're going to play World of Illusion in its entirety. You get to hear it here first. Thank you for bringing your music to us, TJ, and sharing it with our listeners. And I know we all appreciate it. You can find TJ Doyle on Facebook and Instagram at Official TJ Doyle Music on Facebook. And on Instagram, follow him on TJ Doyle Music. Join TJ Doyle's band's fan club to receive a special promotion. I don't know if you're still sending out a free song, TJ, or not, but there's special promotions there all the time, and there's exciting opportunities to get to know TJ and his music a little bit more. You can join by going to tjdoylemusic.com. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. We are Ann
and Heather,
and we are better together.
You fell in love when you were young. It went very well for a while. Ups and downs that upset your home made you wonder if it was worthwhile. You don't know what you can use, but you still fantasize. If you blow up what you have now, you could regret it all your life. If you leave her friend, if you leave her, you'll miss the way she lets the light in. If you leave,
Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. I got a documentary coming out, a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
The Jeremiah Show, your show to hear the best new music and exclusive artist interviews. You won't hear personal interviews like these anywhere else.
Hi, this is Johnny Valenti. I'm the owner of Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. For nearly four decades, going dark during the global pandemic taught me how important the arts, especially music, are to each of our cultures and our health. Musicians literally bring life and joy to our daily lives. Radio shows that support musicians and music, like the Jeremiah Show, are so important in keeping music alive. I hope that you will keep listening and supporting musicians. Please support the music. And please come and visit me at Birdland when you're in New York City. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We have a very special guest with us today, of course, TJ Doyle, singer, musician, songwriter, producer, humanist. I just think if you talk to him, you know he's a humanist. But what is a humanist, TJ? I mean, you've got a lot of humanity in you.
Don't know what that is.
Just something that you called yourself or somebody called you and it stuck, huh?
Well, you know, I used to sing about nature, and then I started writing songs about the nature of who we are and who we are that we don't necessarily talk about to each other.
Yeah. How many lost opportunities when you meet people throughout your day, but you really don't talk? It's
right.
Do you think that has something to do with the fact that we don't know our true selves, and so we put on those masks so that we're able to somehow connect with people, and it's not really a connection because it's through a mask, and so they're not really seeing you.
It's a pre-approved human.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in a manner of speaking, but,
You know what it is? It's like, that's a very good analogy right there, and it's like if you... people are just wearing masks. It's kind of like that's where this I thought idea is. Because when you're in your head, you don't realize you're not looking inward. You're looking outward and you're trying to belong to something, or you think you need to do this or think you need to do that. But it's really, when you stop doing that and start talking to yourself, that you find out who you might really be.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I find so fascinating in talking to people in this regard about those masks is how many we put on. I mean, it's throughout the entire day, we have a whole collection of them. And every person we meet, we may put, depending upon the environment, we'll put on a different one, and then another one, and then another one, and it's like, boy, it was.
And you're
sure
not talking about masks. You're talking
not literal. No. Yeah. No, we're talking about metaphorical, if you will. It's a euphemism, and we never. And what's even worse is we'll even put on a mask for ourselves, so we don't really know who we are. I mean, really deep down.
Yeah,
it feels like some.
When we were in our heads, we were like robots.
Yeah.
And it feels like these days, I mean, there's so much going on in everyone's lives that we do or we don't know about. But we know it's tough for us. So it's got to be tough for the people we encounter. And life is tough enough before, you know, just the things that we've gone through in the last year, a couple of years. And I don't want to dwell on that, but sometimes it feels like some of the people that I know and I'm close to, they get wrapped up in a lot of other of issues that other people are facing or struggling with in order not to really face their own. Who wants to face your own shortcomings, challenges, you know, daily stress of life? Sometimes it's easier to go, let me look over there, and let me digest this news. Let me worry about this happening there and this in that country, and then before you know it, you're just that world of illusion has crept in for sure.
That's true. Now the song "Forgive Me," which is the second song in the EP, is sort of about everyone has hurt someone and everyone's been hurt by someone. We don't always know if we've hurt another, but we always know if we feel hurt by someone. And it basically gets around to where you can't live in the moment if you have all these hurts that you haven't resolved.
Right. Yeah. So I was trying to, you said it better.
I'm wondering,
you're the poet.
Yeah. If we can come back from our break, Jeremiah, I want to ask you, TJ, about our mistakes, our sins, but I've got an interesting twist on it. So maybe I can address that when we come back, and it'll relate to one of the songs that you've written.
I do want to mention that, you know, on our first break when we left, that we heard from the new EP by TJ Doyle, we heard "If You Leave." And we came back with "Watcher." Both of these feel like a story in a way, and they are on the EP in succession of "If You Leave" and then "Watcher." I do want to get to that as well and talk about some of these, you know, dissect, if you're okay with that as a musician, as the artist, talking about the inspiration for some of these. And it just feels, this album feels very personal to me. Am I right on that?
Yes, it is.
Feels like a personal, almost like we're reading, you know, or peeking into your journal a little bit, you know,
set to music.
So
you
we're going to
say that. Yes.
Yeah. And so brave to share that with us. But we get something from it. So we're going to go to break here real quick, take a real quick break. Do not leave. We'll be right back with more from TJ Doyle. This song is what is the song TJ just mentioned, "Forgive Me." We'll be right back.
This is the Daniel Emmett Show. I've stolen this moment from our host, Jeremiah. He's asked me to give you the title of the song, "E Vuole Questa Musica Stasera." And that is a song that I fell in love with when I heard it for the first time, used in a soundtrack of the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back, I believe it was in the mid-2010s, and just had to record it. And it is going to be a part of my upcoming album releasing later this year.
Copeland. Yeah, I just had the honor of speaking to the Jeremiah Show. Who would have believed that little old me would have the opportunity to speak on such a prestigious show? And they even talked about my book, my memoir, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back, My Life in the Music Business. So it was a great pleasure to be on that show, the Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show, the only place to hear the Mike Gormley host interview series, bringing you iconic music business managers, musicians, and the players who have created your favorite music from 1960 to the 2000s. Find all of Mike's past interviews in the Jeremiah Show music catalog on thejeremiahshow.com or your favorite podcast sites.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. I'm Richard Dugan, Dr. D, and I touched upon this when we went to break about sins and mistakes, and here's the twist that I'm referring to. I was actually questioned on this in a rather vociferous way by someone who said, well, what about all the mistakes that you've made? To which I responded, I've made no mistakes in my life. I've had learning experiences. To me, that's a big difference. Whereas I'm taking responsibility, but I'm not taking blame.
Well, you know what? That's interesting. Because how would that person really know what you had experienced?
True.
And it's not for us to know that. Mm. And it's not for us to judge that. And it's not for us to, you know, be in our heads about that. From the heart, there's nothing but humility, compassion, and service.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your music's really great, and we love going in and out of breaks with your music. Jeremiah, what did we listen to coming in?
Yeah, thanks, Richard. So we came back with T.J. Doyle's If You Leave. T.J., do you want to talk about that, the inspiration for this song a little bit?
Yeah, this was a very different song for me, but I wrote it because I was sort of psyching into all the experiences that relationships were having, primary relationships between people who love each other. During the pandemic, when so many things seemed to be falling apart in some areas.
Yeah.
And there was an opportunity to experience a lot of healing and a lot of space during that time. So If You Leave is telling a story about a relationship that kind of could fall onto some rocks. But it didn't have to necessarily happen. And if it didn't happen, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And then it says in the chorus that wherever you are is where you're meant to be, to put your heart in it and make it mean something. Mm. So whenever you're in a relationship, you're meant to be there. And, you know, this was from a guy's, this was actually to a guy who was getting nervous about everything going on in his life and perhaps backing off from the wife a little. And so If You Leave is about that. And it doesn't have to be this way if you don't leave.
You know, I was in a personal growth program about 30 years ago, actually almost 40 years ago. And of course, you go in the first night, and it's three nights and a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, full day. And they kind of wear you down in this and that and the other thing. Well, the first night, you know, there are people that are moaning and groaning. I really don't want to be here. And then the facilitator, he comes out and basically says, I'm hearing this phrase that some of you don't want to be here. Well, let me help you to understand that a little bit better. If you didn't want to be here, you wouldn't be. But the reality is you are. So, I had to look at that too, going, I'm just here supporting my wife because she wanted to go through this. I'm not participating. It's like, It doesn't work that way. So I agree with you 100%. You are where you want to be. If you wanted to be somewhere else, you would be, but you aren't. You're here.
Right? I like that last line that you just said before, right before Richard, that if you leave, you know, that's one thing, but if you stay, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can,
right.
And I think that's so many of us just go, okay, I'm out. It didn't work. We're in a fight. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy to walk away, but yeah. it, instead of looking, you know, hey, it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to do this to each other. That's very insightful, I think, think a different way, basically.
Exactly.
So what were your intentions for this album? TJ, did you set out to tell a new story?
Well, not really. I just can't stop writing. So these songs all came up around together, and they kind of tell a story together,
mm-hmm.
In a way. And
well, we talked about If You Leave, and then it's followed on the EP by Watcher.
Yeah.
Watcher feels, explain that, and I don't want to explain in my own words, but to explain this, the theme of the song a little bit, if you wouldn't mind. And
all right. Well, the Watcher is...
I think everybody that's come out of a relationship probably has some of those feelings, right?
No. The Watcher is really kind of each of us has within us an indweller. You know, you might call it your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You might call it whatever, but... Mm-hmm. There's something inside of each of us that is much deeper than who we are. And that is the Watcher. In parentheses, it says Antaryaman, which is a Sanskrit term for indweller. And basically, as part of a spiritual transformation, to be able to embrace your indweller and ride along up out of the world and into reality.
The album, as you've said, is almost a story. Almost you're telling a story, or the EP over the five songs that you're just about to release. There is a theme. I think there is a theme over writing theme. But how would you, TJ, like to describe to the listener here who has not had they're hearing a little bit of it right now on this interview, but how would you like this EP described overall?
I think it's a group of songs that is almost a... I'm trying to find the words. It's almost like a chapters in a book about self-realization.
That's the story. Is that the story you're trying to tell, ultimately, with the music?
Ultimately. Yeah.
And that's his story, and he's sticking to it, okay?
No, I like that. I think it's so important to hear what I know a lot of times musicians such as yourself like the listener to find their own way and their own apply it to their own lives. But it feels like this EP is... It's again what you said at the last break, personal, and there is a message that you're trying to get out, and so I think it's important for you to, you know, if you're comfortable with that, to give us a little hint of what that message is, other than what we infer from the lyrics and the music.
Yeah.
The new EP is A Different View by TJ Doyle. World of Illusion is the new single. We're gonna play that coming up here in a moment. Our guest today is singer, musician, songwriter, producer, humanist, TJ Doyle. TJ Doyle can be found on Facebook at official TJ Doyle Music and on Instagram at tjdoylemusic.com.
You know, I was just thinking, you know that guy that hid that big chest of gold and he since passed away and someone found it? I was thinking of with TJ, what we had to do is we had to hide him somewhere because he and his wisdom in the music is gold, right? And we'll give clues as to where to find TJ.
First clue, it's in the forest. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more from TJ Doyle. Let me tell you what you're going to listen to here, though, on the way to the break.
Okay.
Is
The Watcher.
No, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's
yes,
The Watcher.
Yes, it is. Official.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. I'm Art Alex Hux from the band Everclear, and we're going to be on tour this summer on the Summerland Tour 2021 with Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Weedus. Hope to see you guys out there. Take care.
Here, make sure you find me on Spotify where you can find all of my latest music and make sure you tune in to The Jeremiah Show.
Check out The Jeremiah Show Facebook and YouTube pages for exclusive videos of our Jeremiah Show guest interviews.
Everywhere you look, there's a controversy. Artificial haters waging heartless battles. They're taking aim at you and me. Try to hurt us like cattle. No, they don't really mean it, but they can't really see the harm they can do when they hope we could lose. Turn to me, I'll turn to you, then we'll be we and share our different view, a different view.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We just brought you back with a beautiful song by TJ Doyle off his new EP. And in fact, it's called A Different View, the name of the EP. TJ, when is A Different View EP available?
It's available on September 30th.
September 30th.
All right.
2021.
So they can they go to your website and save the, you know, save a date kind of a thing, or get notified when the EP drops? Yet.
No. It really won't hit until September 30th.
No pre-ordering, nothing. We can't. I mean, I've already got the album, so nanner.
You just have to know somebody.
You can listen to bits of it through this interview. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, let's get to talk to us about A Different View.
All right. Let me see if I can give you sense of the lyrics on that song.
Are you going to sing it to us?
There you go.
No, I'm just going to say them. Everywhere you look, there is a controversy. Artificial haters waging heartless battles. They're taking aim at you and me, try to hurt us like cattle. No, they don't really mean it, but they can't really see the harm they can do when they hope we can lose.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And is this the song that sums up the different...
Yes.
Themes that you've explored, the ideas that you've explored through the EP?
Yes, because that goes from that verse to resolution, and then a lifting to a place where the world will sweep us way behind us, and don't worry that they won't find us. We'll keep walking and talking and being who we are. You won't be the same, but it's familiar.
Mm.
So this is a ballad. It has no bass and drums on it. It's just keyboards and guitars and vocal.
That's beautiful. And to sum it up, your words sum it up beautifully, but your outlook for the world right now, and what would your advice be before we let you go today to your fans, to the listeners, to your new fans?
Well, you know, I've said that... when we're in our heads, it seems like the I in us, the small I, keeps wanting to push us against something. And that is the small I. The real I, big I, is in your heart. And if you can get out of your head and into your heart and seek to be in the moment will become expansive and you can radiate nothing but acceptance for yourself and for everyone you run into.
Well said.
Great stuff.
Well, before we let you go, TJ, tell us about the musicians on the album. Let's give
them. All right. I've got some great players. The drums on all of this EP are by David Raven, and he is just one of the best drummers I know. Bass on three of the songs was Reggie McBride, and Reggie McBride is a Motown guy who's still playing bass, and he's a fabulous, one-of-a-kind bass player.
Hmm.
On the other songs, World of Illusion and The Watcher, Lance Morrison played bass. And he's a very accomplished bass player also. And then I played all the guitars on all these songs. And keyboard and strings were played by Phil Parla. Piano. Who was born to play the piano.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so TJ Doyle's new album, A Different View, a new EP, it's out on September 30th. So look out for that and enjoy in the meantime what you can get of them. And it's the World of Illusion. It's a new single. We're going to play it for you right now in its entirety. Just want to thank you, TJ, for coming back on the show and hope to see you sooner than, let's not make it 200 and something 20 shows before we see each other next.
I'm going to put something else together and then I'll make sure I let you know.
Well, we appreciate that because we need the TJ Doyle in our lives and the wisdom.
I really enjoy enjoyed talking to both of you guys.
Oh, it's a pleasure as always on our for both of us for Dr. from Dr. D and I. And all right, so I just want to tell everybody have a great week. Enjoy a different view on September 30th. Enjoy a World of Illusion right now. Communicate more. Listen and evolve.
Hi, it's TJ Doyle. I have a new EP coming out September 30th, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, Santa Barbara, California.
You've been listening to The Jeremiah Show. I am Miles Zuniga from Fastball, and you can find me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at facebook.com/MilesZunigaLovesYou. I do a live stream. I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. Check out our website at thejeremiahshow.com. We are on SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas
at thejeremiahshow.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone.
Communicate. Listen more. Evolve.
They were beautiful. The most beautiful sky has ever.